Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, teaming up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters again this year, and you rockaholics are just delivering big. I appreciate it, because you know we want to put 1,000 new coats on kids that need them this holiday season. And, man, all it takes is $34. That's it. $34 puts a brand new American-made coat on a kid that needs it as it's getting colder around here. You know this.
I want to give a shout-out to Tony, who donated a bunch of money to the cause. And he wrote a nice comment saying, I've worked hard my whole life to be in a position to be able to help and still have been humbled by the help of random strangers when I've needed it. I think if everyone helped out once in a while, we would all be better off. I grew up poor, and there have been small acts of kindness and help that have made a huge impact on me and my family. So thank you, Tony, for donating what looks like more than just a few jackets he's helping out with.
And that's all it takes. Look, I mean, there's a lot of good causes out there. You can't give to all of them. I understand that. But like Tony says, if you just do something, you just never know how it affects somebody's life. Steve and I have seen video of these kids when the firefighters drop off the coats.
It's awesome.
I'm blown away. It's just a coat, and it looks like you gave this kid the world. So I'm so stoked that all it takes is $34 to do it. If you don't have the full $34, no problem. Any donation helps keep these kids warm. It all goes to kids in the Pacific Northwest.
We have a goal of $34,000 raised, because I'll put 1,000 new coats on these kids, and we're over 12,000 now.
Yeah.
So let's keep it going, everybody. This is really incredible.
And if you don't have cash, look, I understand, but share it on your social network. Some of your friends might be able to donate. You want more info? You want to donate? Go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
Beat Migs.
Don't be a loser.
Ooh.
Oh,
Beat Migs.
You're a loser.
Oh, yeah. It is time
to Beat Migs. And it's time to turn down for tacos.
Charge out for what?
Tacos.
Oh, yeah.
Turn down for them. And I'd like to give a little bit of a shout out today.
Oh, look at this.
To a man who truly, absolutely deserves it.
All right.
It's a man by the name of Mark.
Yeah.
Who works over at Spartan Plumbing and had to go root through my drain pipes.
You're right. He deserves that.
Exactly. Not all heroes wear capes.
Wow.
Give it out a shout.
They wear rubber gloves.
Yeah, he had to wear waders, too. So it was
this poor bastard.
Yeah, it was. My laundry room was clogged up.
How long have you been in that house? Less than a year?
6 months. 6 months.
6 months, and you already needed a rooter guy?
It's not just me. It was probably the other people.
No. 6 months of the revs back up.
It was probably
the people who
lived before me.
I'm sure the inspector checked everything out and said, the plumbing is great, Rev. Buy this house.
There were some issues, and I blame the plumbing in general in Tacoma.
I blame your plumbing in general is what I blame.
Well, Mark made dreams come true, which meant I could flush my toilet, and I could actually do my laundry, and it wasn't backing up into the kitchen sink. It was a whole...
What a nightmare you are with your way you use the bath.
Where's this Mark guy work?
Spartan Plumbing.
Spartan Plumbing, you deserve... Mark deserves a raise.
Yeah.
Or at least overtime.
Yeah.
For dealing with what he had to deal with yesterday.
Yeah. Absolutely. He was badass.
Or at least like a free t-shirt. Send him a t-shirt. Something.
Oh, we just got a call from the city of Tacoma. They said, Rev, do not blame us for the nastiness that you bring to a toilet.
Okay,
sign
fine.
The mayor of Tacoma.
Rev, bring him back to Tacoma aroma.
Yeah. Oh. Well, thank you, Mark, again for helping me be able to flush my toilet.
Sorry, Mark.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Jimbo in Tacoma to take on Steve. Jimbo, are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Excellent. What's he playing for today?
Tickets to see Aziz Ansari, who's going to be over at the Paramount Theater on March 18th. Go to KISW.com for the details. If you want to see Aziz, you can get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jimbo will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jimbo, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's
do it.
On a typical computer keyboard, which standard vowel is not at the top row of letters?
Q.
No.
E.
No.
A.
Yes. A Boeing 777 is equipped with how many engines?
Four.
No.
Two.
Yes. What U.S. government agency's motto is fidelity, bravery, integrity?
FBI.
Yes. According to the saying, there's a sucker born every what?
Minute.
Yes. How many teams are in the National Football League?
26.
No.
32.
Yes. According to Austin Powers, what is Austin's middle name?
Danger.
Yes. What birds were traditionally used as gas detectors in coal mines?
Canaries.
Yes. A famous Shakespeare play is The Merchant of Ware.
Pass.
What Greek letter is used to represent electrical resistance?
Electron.
No. Ow. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh,
started off very strong there.
Yeah.
We'll have to see if it holds through or if Steve's going to get another win and avoid that holiday decline.
I know, Steve. Steve really wants to this year not be affected by the holiday decline.
That's
but
right.
You just can't stop fate.
Well, so far he's been able to hold it off.
That's right.
I mean, this time yesterday you got a perfect 10.
That's
yeah,
right.
Whatever. That'll end today.
No, we won't.
Thank you, Steve. Are you ready?
Ah, yes.
On a typical computer keyboard, what standard vowel is not on the top row of letters?
A.
Yes. A Boeing 777 is equipped with how many engines?
Four.
No.
Six.
No.
Two.
Yes. What U.S. government agency's motto is fidelity, bravery, integrity?
FBI.
Yes. According to the saying, there's a sucker born every what?
Minute.
Yes. How many teams are in the National Football League?
32.
Yes. According to Austin Powers, what is Austin's middle name?
Eric.
No.
Danger.
Yes. What birds were traditionally used as gas detectors in coal mines?
Pigeons.
No.
Parrots.
No.
Chickens.
No. A famous Shakespeare play is The Merchant of Ware.
Chickens.
No.
Powers.
No.
Solitude.
No. What Greek letter is used to represent electrical resistance?
Gamma.
No.
Omega.
Yes. What character did Todd Bridges play on Different Strokes?
Willis.
Yes. What 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Steve, you squeak by with a win 8-7.
Jimbo, the Omega got you, buddy.
Sorry, Jimbo.
It's all right. I'll just check that, man.
I'll get you next time.
That's right. You know what? Your dream started with the Alpha, but they ended with the Omega, Jimbo.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, my friend.
Deep, brah.
Yeah, buddy.
I did this one for Mark at Spartan Plumbing. He deserved the victory yesterday.
God, he did. There was one point where you don't want to hear a man who's been working in plumbing for 18 years to say, oh, wow. Or also, I've never seen this before.
This is what happens.
Is it a septic that you have?
No. Oh, no, it's the sewer
thing.
System.
He blew up the sewer.
I didn't blow up the sewer.
Here we have audio of Mark when he first actually opened Rev's toilet.
It was just a clog. He rooted it out and then had to go back and root it out again, but we got through it all.
Yeah, they had to use dynamite to get through all that.
Can you wait like a couple months and call Spartan Plumbing again just to see if they would send someone out if they're going to be like, sorry, sir, we're fully packed. We won't be able to send.
Dude, yeah. They remember me. They were the same guys that when I had my massive water leak when I came back from Yellowstone.
Yeah, sure.
And they had to dig through 6 feet of clay in order to get to the pipes.
Yeah, they love you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think they know me on a first-name basis at this point. Congratulations, Steve.
I think they have a different name for you that's not your first name, right?
Yeah, exactly. They know you on a name basis.
Yes. Probably.
Yeah, Dumpy McGee.
I believe that is it.
Yeah.
I want to hate on you, but that was funny. Congratulations, Steve. You won with 8 correct.
Call number 8. Guess what you're doing? You are checking out Aziz Ansari at the Paramount Theater. Caller number 8, 206-449-1181. That's 206-449-1181. Still using Danny's cell phone.
We will forever.
Yeah, forever that'll be the case. So, you know what? The kids have been missing out on Deadpool, so Deadpool knew this, which is why they've got a, Once Upon a Deadpool. It's a PG-13 version of Deadpool 2.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I forget that I got to show my wife this movie, so I think it's out, right? Deadpool 2 is out for sale.
Oh, yeah. It's been for a while.
I haven't seen that one yet. That's a movie I'm going to have to watch without my wife.
Oh, yeah. She was so great.
She was done. We tried to watch it on that plane once, and after, like, the arm-cutting scene.
Oh, she wasn't in there?
She's just like, I'm tapping out.
My wife actually, see, my wife and your wife, when it comes to stuff like the gore like that, they seem to be similar, but my wife did actually get so many laughs, she was able to get through it.
Wow.
Yeah, and so she's looking forward to Deadpool 2. By the way, Joey and Sarah, I don't own Deadpool 2. That would make a great Christmas gift. Thank you. I don't know if it's on my list or not, but you should put it on there. Thanks. Okay, good. So there is a new video promoting the PG-13 version of Deadpool 2 if you want to show it to your kids. And in this video, Deadpool and Fred Savage are arguing the merits of Nickelback. It turns out Deadpool is a huge Nickelback fan. I didn't know that.
I'm done. I've had it with all this Nickelback hating, right? You think that makes you cool with the cool kids in school, Fred?
No, it just makes me right.
It doesn't.
They're overproduced, formulaic ear garbage.
Oh, really? You know who might disagree with that? Facts. 50 million albums worldwide. 11th best-selling musical act of all time. Billboard's most successful rock group of the last decade. 6 Grammy nominations. 12 Juno Awards. Those count. 6 Billboard Music Awards. 2 American Music Awards. 1 People's Choice Award. Canadian. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Sorry. I thought we were just having fun. I didn't realize it was
You know, you were, You gotta say, you were nicer as a kid.
So, Steve, you don't know that. So the scene that they're reenacting is from A Princess Bride. He's in the bed like that. That's what he's reenacting. But Fred Savage is all grown up.
I thought they were reenacting the scene from The Wonder Years.
No.
I had no idea. I was like, oh, he's a kid in a bed. That seems like something that Kevin would have done.
That's really cool.
In The Princess Bride, the story is a grandpa reading the story to a kid, which is Fred Savage.
Oh, that's amazing. And Columbo is the grandpa. So Columbo is reading Fred Savage's story.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
And it makes sense that Deadpool loves Nickelback because he's Canadian.
Aha.
And so is Ryan Reynolds.
I had no idea. Then Fred leads Deadpool in a duet of How You Remind Me, which, you gotta hear this.
Tired of living like a blind man. Sick of sight of a sense of feeling. This is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am.
That's great.
I wonder, if it's the PG-13 version, maybe your wife would be into it. Maybe there'll be less gore.
I don't know. We'll have to give that a shot.
Yeah, it's going to be in theaters.
But we still haven't finished the first one. I finished the first one, but she hasn't.
Well, you can give her the blow-by-blow of the first one. I mean,
I don't know. I might be pushing my luck. I took her to see Bill Bellamy over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
And my wife does not like foul language. Like, she's just not a fan of bad words and gore and that kind of stuff. Like, that's just her thing, right? So, her favorite comic, in mine too, is Jim Brewer. And Jim is incredible because as fun as sometimes he walks the edge, but he never curses.
Yeah.
So it's always a guaranteed we're going to have a great time. And we had a great time at Bill Bellamy. So don't get me wrong. Like, we laughed the entire time. The people that we sat at this table, just random people, but you just kind of become a bond with through laughter, which is like, I think it's one of the coolest things that laughter really brings everybody together. And it was an eclectic, I know, deep, right? Pass me the bong, Danny.
Yeah.
Well, but dude, the language and the content was all. That made it even more entertaining for me because I'm like, she's probably going to have, they were doing things to the microphone that were mimicking what women do to men.
Okay.
And I kept looking at her and it was like part hilarious and part embarrassment. It was great. And there's a comment, I want to give him a shout out. He was one of Bill Bellamy's openers. Delai is his name. It's D'Lai. That guy is so damn funny. He's definitely not PG-13.
Nice.
But he is, and I swear he didn't even have a set, or maybe he did, and he just does this, and he figures out a way to weave it in with the crowd, but he just messed with the crowd for 10 minutes, and it was so funny.
Oh, that's a skill, dude. If you can do that, you know, a lot of guys that have to be MCs, they have to learn how to do that because you can't do your same act in front of crowds that come week after week, especially if you're the MC week after week. So if Delai has those skills where it doesn't look like he's doing a set, but he's making you laugh, that's really amazing.
It was freaking awesome. It was just a great show. And Bill Bellamy crushed it. That guy is so funny up on stage. He's just so funny.
And he's a great guest, too. Bill Bellamy, you know, it's funny. If you watch video of Bill Bellamy, wherever he goes, he's really able to adjust his act or just adjust his on-air presence to just match wherever he is. He's a really a good guest. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks in the world of entertainment that have to do interviews should really see what Bill Bellamy does and come up with that so that you're not a bad interview.
Yeah.
Because he's really good.
Yeah, so shout out to those guys. It was a really fun night. And I can't remember the other comment.
And your wife had no complaints about the language and stuff?
We walked out.
She
said those guys were phenomenal. And there was another comic. Damn it, he's from Puyallup, too. He's a local guy, but he's toured with Bill Bellamy as well. And he was, he was top-notch. And I feel terrible. I can't remember.
Oh, it's tough.
I know. I want to write it down on my phone so I could, like, give the guy a shout-out. But, you know, they don't want you taking out your phone.
Yeah, you can't be that guy. If you pull your phone out of the comedy club, they're not going to know you're trying to do it to be a cool guy. They're going
to
think
to be a cool guy over here.
You're trying to give a guy some love on the radio. They're not going to know that. Just going to think you're a douche guy on the phone.
Next thing you know, I'm being clowned like Kanye at a play.
And then if Bill Bellamy gets the idea, some a-hole in the front row, bald guy's on the phone, and he comes out and he sees it's you, he's like, really, Steve? What the hell? I thought we were buds.
Did you hear about that? What happened to Kanye? He went to some play at some Broadway show in New York.
Yes.
The Cher show. And the guy that's playing Sonny Bono saw Kanye in the crowd on his phone and called him out on Twitter about it.
Yeah.
And apparently, according to Kanye and Kim Kardashian, they were saying, oh, Kanye was just so blown away by the production that he was taking notes. Which maybe he was,
even still, that's just not a good thing to do. I did see that Kanye's response was kind.
Yes.
Like he was like, I'm sorry, dude. Yeah, you know what? But nothing but love to you and my apologies. And I give Kanye credit for that. Even if you want to take notes, you just got to remember, dude, you're not in your living room.
Right.
And a lot of us just forget that. You know, if you're at a play, you're at a stage, I'm like, give some love to those folks, which is just give them your attention.
Yes, that's all they want.
That's it, man.
That's all they need.
That's all they need, brother. Well, there you go. Back to Deadpool 2. It's coming out. When's it coming out, Vicky? Is it this weekend? It's coming out soon. You can see the PG-13 version just in time for the holidays. I love Deadpool. And some people could be scared off by the gore and maybe some of the harsh language. But there's a lot of great comedy. I'm hoping this PG-13 cut makes it accessible for other folks because it's good. Deadpool's just it's just good send-up of the superhero genre. I love it. All right. Well, anyway, we got a man who was charged over $1,000 for a Whopper. Why did he have to pay? I mean, look, it's a delicious burger, but why did he have to pay a grand? Well, you're going to hear about it. Hear from this dude at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A Los Angeles man said that he was charged more than $1,000 when he tried to take advantage of Burger King's Penny Whopper deal through their phone app. The Whopper Detour,
I heard about this.
Yeah, it was debuted last week. It runs through tomorrow, sends customers to McDonald's locations where they can order Burger King's Whopper for 1 cent.
Whopper Wars.
So you got to go to a McDonald's, and then on the phone app, it knows you're at a McDonald's, and then you can make this happen.
I'd imagine so.
It's not like you could walk into a McDonald's and ask for, hey, I'd like a Whopper for a penny. And
wouldn't that be hilarious if they had a guy, like, in the back corner? Or maybe he's in the restroom, and he's just got, like, one of those hot boxes.
Yeah.
You need a Whopper? Yeah, come talk to Johnny in the back.
I got your Whopper right here.
That doesn't sound right if somebody's going to give you a Whopper in the bathroom, Steve.
Probably not.
So this dude named Boyce tried to take advantage of the deal, but somehow it got messed up, and he found out the app had charged him $1,093.91. And that meant that he overdrafted his account.
That's
a beating. A lot of folks, you know what, you keep that checking account right to the dime sometimes.
And I've said it now, like we just talked about last week, I said that the Whopper, in my opinion, when it comes to the big fast food chains of all the restaurants, that is hands down the best burger.
Yeah, but you know, we have to do a taste test. You put something on like that, I mean,
I'm okay with that.
We have to do a holiday taste test. Why don't we have Whoppers and Big Macs and anything else you want to put in front of us to see what the better burger is for fast food restaurants?
Uncle Chris, make it happen.
Yeah. Come on, Uncle Chris.
Let's get them. Baconator in there too.
So, of course, this dude, his bank account gets overdrafted because he's charged over a grand for a Whopper. He complains to Burger King, and they say they're going to work with him to figure out how he got overcharged by over $1,000. Oh, they're going to work with him.
That'd be great if they just give him like 1,000 Whoppers.
Yeah. Your app charged me $1,000. I don't need to work with you at all. You need to fix this right now and give me my money back. That's what you need to do. Here he is talking about it.
I thought it was a great idea, kind of, you know, slapping McDonald's in the face, so to speak. The manager said that they weren't sure. First he said it didn't come through, and then he said that he wasn't sure that they were even a part of the promo. $1,093.91 at a fast food restaurant. I don't know how this could happen. You know, technology is supposed to help us.
This guy, really, I like this guy. I don't know what he looks like.
McDonald's giving him the middle finger by ordering the Whopper.
This, I don't know what his life has been like. It sounds like, though, this guy is, he's had some times.
I've never heard Janikowski talk, but that's what I would imagine he would sound like.
Oh, you think that's Sebastian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was drinking some vodka and I wanted a Whopper. I just kicked a field goal.
Come on.
That is awesome.
Look, I mean, I get paid pretty good, but $1,000 for a Whopper ain't making it happen. I'm off this team. I'm out.
That overdraft Janikowski, man, he's been handling his money really not well.
Yeah, no, you're right, dude. You got to, come on, Sebastian. You know what? I don't care. As long as he continues to kick field goals, he can do whatever he wants with his personal life, team. If he's going to pay over $1,000 for Whoppers, I don't care. Wow, dude.
I love that they're calling it the Whopper of a mistake.
Yeah, it is a total Whopper of a mistake. And
makes
me
want a Whopper, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. So, is it working, though? I mean, you wonder, like, after this, yeah, sure, this was a mistake, but the idea that they said, look, we'll give you a Whopper for a penny if you order on our app, but you have to be at a McDonald's restaurant when you order on the Burger King app, did that work? And it turns out it really has worked. After they announced the deal, their app went from about 400th most downloaded in Apple's App Store to number one in the span of a week.
Damn.
So I get what they were trying to do. They wanted
to make $1,000 off of one Whopper. I mean, it's clearly working.
It's a great deal. A really great deal, yeah.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So like Steve said, they're calling this a Whopper of a mistake, as a Burger King customer was charged over $1,000 for a burger that was supposed to cost a penny. So based on this, we want to know, man, you've had some Whoppers of mistakes that you've made at work, haven't you? 206-421, actually, hold on, Danny's cell phone, we're still using it. 206-449-1181, that is our number to call. 206-449-1181. When did you make a Whopper of a mistake while you were at work? You can also text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts, after Rage on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So this dude wanted to take part in the Penny Burger campaign. You could get a Whopper for a penny at Burger King, but you had to get their app and then take their app to a McDonald's and order it there.
One person, stop talking about Whoppers. They're my favorite, and the closest BK is so far away.
Yeah. Well, this one guy, he's like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. L.A. guy said, I want a Whopper for a penny. Instead, they charged him over $1,000 for the Whopper. As far as I know, currently he's still trying to work it out with Burger King to get his money back.
I'm sure they're going to get him his money back.
Oh, you think so?
I mean, that would be a PR nightmare.
Dude, I mean, it is. It's such a pain in the neck to get your money back from things, because that happened to me, too, where I four figures I was supposed to pay somebody. Instead, I paid somebody else. And
was it a cheeseburger?
It wasn't a cheeseburger. Boy, at least I would have got something out of the deal. I was just paying a bill. And then next thing I know, it's like, oh, I sent the bill to the wrong place. And then to get that place to give me the money back, they're like, well, we don't know where it is. I go, I have the check right here.
Right.
Why is it that they can get money from you wicked easy? Like, they have no problem sending you the bill and hounding you about it. But when they owe you money, oh, then all of a sudden they don't know how to work anything out.
We're going to run it up the chain.
Yeah. That's right. Going to run up the flagpole. I'll talk to my boss. They'll talk to their boss. So this Whopper of a mistake cost a guy over a grand. It was indeed a Whopper of a mistake at work. How about you? When did you make a Whopper of a mistake? 206-449-1181. That's Danny's cell phone. Our phone is still broke. 206-449-1181. You can also text us at 77999.
I like this text. This is the first and last time I ever got stoned before work. I'm a cook, and I cooked way too many burgers for our dinner rush. 200 burgers that were not needed.
Oh, yeah, dude. There's no worse feeling when you just are the idiot that ordered too much stuff.
But, I mean, if you're the guy that's just in the back cooking the burgers, at what point did someone say, hey, man, we don't need that many burgers?
Man, you don't want to stop a guy who's in the groove.
He is in the zone.
Dude, sometimes people just don't tell you. They assume you know. I worked at a supermarket, and the supermarket that I worked at, the town I was in, we did a healthy business, and I was in charge of the dog food aisle. And then they said, we're having a grand opening. Now, they said we're going up to this little town in New Hampshire. I didn't know anything about the town.
Uh-huh.
But I'm thinking, grand opening? Okay, this is going to be huge.
Right.
So they said, you're in charge of ordering the dog food for this grand opening.
I'm all like, hands on deck. Get the dog food, BJ.
Oh, and let me tell you, the people, I don't know if these old ladies were doing it themselves, but the Fancy Feast flew off the shelves, the cat food.
Okay.
And again, you know, I used to, you know, every Tuesday I called
single older women coming by.
You know, that's a different kind of feast. But every Tuesday, I called it the bitty bus would pull up, the old people would get off, and they'd clean out the cat food aisle. So I'm anticipating this is going to be huge.
Yes.
You know, grand openings on a Tuesday, I figured, well, their old people must come up there. Dude, I had my own truck of dog food. Like, they bring in the truck just for all of the groceries. I had a huge truck that was my own. They were looking at me like, dude, what the hell is wrong with you? We got nowhere to put. They had nowhere to put all my food. There was no back room big enough. They hated me. And apparently, Dover is a small town, and the big grand opening wasn't that big of a deal, and they had too much dog food.
How about this person? I moved the machine. I ripped them. When I first started my job, I was watching a Caterpillar 982 wheel loader, and when it got done, I forgot to put some of the engine bay compartments up. And as I moved the machine, I ripped them off and ran them over, and the closest one that they could get was in Brazil, and it was over $1,000.
Hey, that's just you can get a hamburger for that price.
You could.
Yeah.
Somebody says, I watched 300 pounds of 505 degree dump on the floor. I'm not even sure.
What the hell is it?
505 degree solder?
Oh, solder. Solder.
Oh.
Apparently you have nobody that does any soldering in your family.
I just never knew how to spell soldering.
That's why. If you did, you would know what's...
Well, it's not like I had to spell it in order to do it.
Well, but if you knew any solderers, you would know that's how they spell it.
All right.
You're not much of a laborer, are you?
My dad did it. He had a soldering gun and everything.
Did he have a soldering iron and everything? Wow. He would not be happy with you right now. He wouldn't.
There's a lot of reasons why I won't be happy with
you. Yeah, that's a fact.
And that's fine. I'm not happy with him.
All right. 206-449-1181. Wow. This is a beating of a Thanksgiving, apparently.
Oh, it was a great Thanksgiving.
206-449-1181. A whopper of a mistake. When did it happen to you at work? Let's go to Jason on Bainbridge Island. Jason, you are on the rock.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Jason. What you got for us, buddy?
So when I was in the Navy about 3 years ago, we were cleaning out these air ducts that we had needle gunned and got all the lead off the walls. And I hooked up an air hose to try to blow it backwards, and it was blowing out the air vents to the outside air.
Oh.
Yeah, and an OSHA guy happened to see dust in the air and came and found us. And they tested it, and it ended up being about $300,000 that my command had to pay.
Ouch. You cost, and you were in the Navy at the time, so basically you cost me $300,000. Where's my money, buddy?
That cost you all.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Taxpayer, Steve.
Yeah, what does that cost? You owe BJ a penny.
Come on, Jason.
If that.
He owes me a $1,000 Whopper is what he owes me.
Well, yeah, you could probably download the OSHA app or something.
Appreciate that. Thank you, man.
Download the OSHA app and go to a McDonald's, and you can get that money back, BJ.
You just wonder, like, how many times, I mean, when you're a government employee, how many people have had Whoppers at work, and it really is you and I paying for it, Steve? You know, it's. Oh, I don't want to hear those stories. Are you already hear about the hammers that cost? How much that they got to buy in the toilet seats?
Jeez.
When you accidentally shortchange somebody and they're being
hey,
a
I
jerk,
see what you said. See what you did there?
It's because I'm short.
Yeah.
Oh.
If it's somebody that's being a jerk or rude and you realize after the fact, oh, whoops, I shortchanged them, whatever, you don't care. But I had the nicest lady come and her daughter were visiting from out of town and I shortchanged her like $60.
How do you do that?
I was super flustered. I got the math wrong. Like, I gave her... Yeah, exactly. This is why I shouldn't do math. But it was just an off day, and she was super nice and gave me like an additional $20 tip. So I walked away with a lot of money from her. And it wasn't until she left and I went to go put the money in the till what I had done. But I felt awful.
So wait, she gave you a nice tip. You shortchanged her. You never got a chance to work it out with her?
Mm-mm, because she had left and she wasn't from town.
Oh, wow. You made some bucks.
And it wouldn't be a big deal if she had been a jerk or whatever, but she was just very nice.
This is probably why she never comes back to Seattle.
Right.
They're like, hey, you're going to come visit us? Never again. This old short waitress screwed me over.
Damn. So she must have paid cash then.
Yeah, she paid cash.
That's why I never pay cash. So I never do it. Unless you're in Philadelphia, that's all you can do is pay cash. 206-449-1181. Let's go to Dan in Hamilton. Dan, you are on the rock. I hate Philadelphia.
Hey, no,
I do.
I couldn't tell.
I hate that town.
So, So last year I filed my taxes and I filed for direct deposit and my refund was supposed to be just over $6,300.
Yeah, that's a good amount of money. That'll get you six Whoppers.
So I put in my account number for the direct deposit and I put in the last two digits backwards.
Oh.
So, yeah, so normally when a bank, when you do that, the bank will decline allowing the money to go into the other person's account because the name and the account don't match up.
Yeah.
Well, I was with Capital One and apparently they allow money to do that. So I had $6,300 go to somebody else's account and I called and I said, hey, I've never gotten my refund. They said, well, wait 30 days and call us back and we should have an answer for you. So I waited that time period and the person who got that money took the money, closed the account, and that was that. The IRS said too bad and the bank said too bad.
Wow.
Whoa. And it's because it was your mistake.
Yeah.
And still, the odds of you just finding a shady individual to do something like that.
Still, I have to tell you something. He's right about the fact that, you know, so a lot of times banks won't do that. See, that's a lot of money for somebody. And I think if you're a bank and you really want to set a good example, I think you got to come through for that guy. There's got to be some funds or some insurance or something like that, because that's a clerical error that if it happened to you, if it happened the other way around, they would expect you to give their money back. They wouldn't tell you F off.
Of course. And you're telling me you couldn't track this person down that you sent the money to?
Exactly.
I mean, you can find anyone on Facebook.
Yeah.
Just search them on. Hey, sir, I'm poking you because you have money that's not yours.
Well, you know what? I hate to say it, dude, but if you get a lawyer, I mean, you probably have to pay the lawyer 30% of your money. But I mean, that's an easy case. Or the cops. I mean, that's a crime. The guy got money that he wasn't supposed to get, and he closes his account. So that's a crime. Someone's got to be able to do something for you.
Well, according to Monopoly, it's just a bank error in your favor, and you just collect the money.
Well, see, Monopoly all taught us the wrong way, didn't it?
Yeah,
right.
It did.
You're absolutely right. Monopoly taught us to be a bunch of thieves.
I like this text. I'm a dog groomer, and I sent the wrong dog home with a customer. But in my defense, they got all the way home before they noticed and called me.
Oh, how do you see? I don't love dogs that much, but I've had the one. There's no way I would mistake my dog for anybody else's dog. First of all, I'd be like, wow, she's way too nice.
I was going to say, your dog looked like Satan.
Exactly.
So. That was a hairless rat.
Yeah, why are you sending it to a dog groomer when it's hairless?
Well, you know what?
That's the first problem.
You know what, man? Her skin needed to be groomed.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, come on. It had to be all oiled up. Damn, dude. That is embarrassing because people love their dogs and cats like they love their kids. So.
Well, clearly not enough to notice that they took the wrong dog.
Well, you know what? There is that. What do you think is the most streamed song of the 20th century? Now, spoiler alert, we're in the 21st century. So, right? So anything that came out, after 2000 doesn't count. All right? So we're talking about the 21st, the 20th century. What do you think the most streamed song is? I'm going to tell you at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900 with Chapter 7 cases. So total costs, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.